Did you get your cookie, by the way?
I did. So, you know, the cafeteria here closes at NPR at 3 o'clock. It was 3:30. I thought, you know, I'm just going to go down, and if there's a cookie there, then it was meant to be, right? So I went down, and there was just a orgy of cookies spread out there. So I had to get two. And now I'm just like all hopped up on the sugar cookie and chocolate chips that I got.
Not to mention the, how many cups of coffee?
This is my fifth.
Your fifth cup.
But you know what? I feel so alive. I can't help it. It's so good, the coffee. I saw you after you'd had your second cup for the day one time, and I thought we were going to have to take you to the hospital.
It was the first time I've had a second cup of coffee in most of my life.
It was very unsettling for everybody. Do you have anything to kick the show off with?
I'll tell you something. Last night, I saw a concert from the vantage point of standing in a bathtub.
Now, was this a club that just had a bunch of bathtubs out in the audience for people to stand in?
It was a house concert. It was called Bathtub Republic. And there's a claw foot cast iron bathtub there, and everyone was either sitting on it, around it, while some great music played.
How many people can you fit in a cast iron bathtub?
You could fit about six people around, but I realized there was all the space inside of it. So I got in there. I was all alone.
Always breaking rank, Bob.
And heard some amazing music. And some of the music I heard, her name's Marisa Anderson. She plays this absolutely beautiful fingerstyle guitar, sometimes heavily electrified, sometimes a lap steel. She opened with the Stephen Foster song. This song's almost 150 years old. How does a song last that long and maintain? Hard Times Come Again No More.
Oh, yeah.
One of the most beautiful melodies, a song about just appreciating what you have and thinking about those who have less. And wow. She has an album out called Traditional and Public Domain Songs. That's the name of it, and this is one of them.
Nice.
Thank you.
Marisa Anderson doing Stephen Foster's Our Times, Come Again No More.
You don't even need to hear the words for that song to resonate. Right. And I think she just captures the soul of that song, too, in that performance. Very nice. And that song still resonates, of course, because it's all it's themes that will never, ever go away,
right.
You know, in human life. It's the, you know, it's looking at our lives and where we've been, where we want to be, you know, the hope that carries us through the day. Very nice.
The record's called Traditional and Public Domain Songs by Marisa Anderson, and we'll have a tiny desk where she performed that for us in a month or so.
You know, Joe Henry, I think I've got a new song from him that I think will follow nicely out of that. He's someone who has spent a lot of time working with recordings that are very spacious, airy, lots of room to roam around in sonically. He's a songwriter, a producer, he's a singer and multi-instrumentalist. We had him in for a tiny desk, in fact, a couple of years ago for his last solo record. Well, he's about to put out his 13th solo record, if you can believe it. And I've been spending some time with it. It is just so beautiful and profoundly moving. I think it's one of the best records he's ever done. It's called Invisible Hour. And the song I want to play is the opening cut called Sparrow. And it's a pretty long song, but I think just stick with it. Let him take you on a journey through it. It's a song that's just filled with so much yearning, felt by someone who sees themselves on the final stretch of a very long life filled with wonder.
Wasn't peace I wanted, so it wasn't peace I found. I wouldn't stand for reason, and it never would sit down. The bird upon my shoulder has not one kind thing to say. My eyes on the sparrow, but she looks the other way. Carry on and me away. Hey, look alive, the end of days. And our very blood tastes like honey now. Our very blood tastes like honey. Mountain is the shadow of a hand. Tugging at the stubborn mule, now standing like a man. And twitching like the phantom limb of this whole countryside. Disappearing at the knees and breaking now our stride. Carry on and me away. Hey, look alive, the end of day. tastes like honey now. Our very blood tastes like honey. And bread and wine, sugar and a spoon. I want for the hungry years to be swallowed by this. Now singing in the tree. I wait for one grave angel. I know she waits for me. Carry on and me away. Hey. And our very blood tastes like honey now. Our very blood tastes like honey. Carry on and me away. Hey. And our very blood tastes like honey now. Our very blood tastes like honey.
Every second of that.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, you know, the song form is familiar.
Sure.
Musically, nothing fiery going on.
Right. And there are no fireworks in this song, right?
And yet, everything about that song is so beautiful. You know what happened the moment the drums kicked in. I just, like, kicked back from my chair and went, oh, my God.
And then I said, it's Jay Belarus.
Who is my favorite drummer, and I did not. I should have known.
Yeah,
Joe
just
and,
the sound. He,
Jay worked together.
I don't know how he does it. I don't know how that guy does it, but he has such a distinctive sound, and there's so much restraint in his percussion, but everything is so perfectly placed. Everything rattles perfectly.
You know, drum set, when he was with Sam Phillips, and I saw him, and I said, how? I asked him that.
How do you do that?
His drum set was from, if I hope I get this right, around World War II, and instead of using metal then, because all the metal was being used for the war, they used mostly wood. And
nice.
So the kit was just different than anything else. I don't know that he used it there. Regardless, he knows how to make not just percussion, but to make it part of the song, to make it warm like the song.
It sings.
Everything about it does. Good yeah. way to put it.
Well, you know, I am not always a patient listener, but Joe Henry, that was Joe Henry, the song was Sparrow from Invisible Hour.
He's not out yet, right?
Not out yet. It's not out until June 3rd, but we'll do a first listen the week before. Joe Henry he's someone who always creates a world that I'm happy to linger in. You know, I'm always happy for him to sort of take me by the arm and lead me through his narratives. And I think this record, Invisible Hour, has some of the best poetry he's ever written. The end of the song we just heard, he says, "I wait out your memory, now singing in the trees. I wait for one grave angel, and I know she waits for me." It's just, oof. This record features the Milk Carton Kids on harmonies. Lisa Hannigan appears on it, and of course, Jay Bellarose.
I want a new record from Lisa Hannigan.
I do, too. I bet we're going to get one this year.
I hope so.
Anyway, Joe Henry, Invisible Hour. Thank you for that, Joe. And we're looking forward to having that full record up later this month.
I want to play something sonically completely different, but yet absolutely fascinating and interesting. It's a record made by a duo, two 19-year-olds, and they go under the name of Dub Thompson. We put this video online in the All Songs TV channel, which is new. We have a channel for just videos that we love. It's called All Songs TV. Anyway, Dub Thompson, the song is called No Time. It's produced by Jonathan Rado of Foxygen.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy zany, like just in the spirit of Foxygen. It doesn't sound anything like Foxygen, but in that there's so much going on in this song. So this is a song called No Time.
I'm
remember we did the Black Keys interview this week,
uh-huh.
and which was so much fun. That Patrick Carney is just a madman, oh, wonderfully went funny madman. We talked about the Farfisa organ that's
right,
in one
right,
of the cuts,
right. Yeah,
and there was that sound again. So that was Dub Thompson, a duo of two 19-year-olds, and the record's
wow.
called No Time. It's called the album's called Nine Songs. And we have a great sort of psychedelic video, of course, for this song by Dub Thompson that went up on the All Songs TV channel this week. The record, their album, comes out June 10th.
You know, Bob, I bet you've had, with a lot of songs and artists that you've listened to, I bet you've had what I would call a moment where you're listening to the music, right? And suddenly all the planets align and it clicks with you and you get whatever it is, whatever connection is being made there. This happened recently with me. I was driving around D.C. late one night. It was raining out. And I had my iPod on random, just whatever would come up. And the music of an artist that goes by the name Broken Twin came up, one song, that just reconfigured the entire night. It completely consumed the entire experience of riding around in this car. It took me out of it. I wasn't there anymore.
Uh-oh.
And Broken Twin is the music of a singer from Denmark. Her name is Mika Vosram. Very, very spare music. In fact, for much of this record, she sings a cappella. But her voice is so beautiful and pure, she gets away with it easily. I want everybody to close your eyes.
Wait a minute. No.
Even if you're driving down the road, just imagine you're you know doing what I was doing, and you're behind the wheel. Just close your eyes.
Oh, dear, lawsuits.
Close your eyes and just
imagine being put in jail for telling people to close their eyes.
Okay, if you're walking, stop. Go sit somewhere under a tree and close your eyes and just let this song take you away. It's Broken Twin. The song is If Pilots Go to Heaven.
I've come across the border to be where you are. I almost regret that I've come this far. Hear the oceans living, hear the sky is raw. There's something but the waters clinging to the shore. It all looks so familiar, like I've been here before. Now the clouds are broken, you must have caught them up. I guess I wasn't trained for this. I'm never quite enough. There's something but the water rushing into sea. Reminds me of a pattern and all we couldn't be.
Well, if you didn't drive off the road because your eyes were shut, hopefully you got through to the end of that song. That the end of that song just kills me. She sings, "There's something about the waters rushing into sea reminds me of a pattern and all we couldn't be." There's just so much regret and disappointment and resignation wrapped up in that. And just gorgeous. The voice of Micah Vosram, who goes by Broken Twin. Her voice is just, you know what I love about it is it's so vulnerable but powerful at the same time. The record is called May, M-A-Y, May, and that song was If Pilots Go to Heaven.
Well, people express themselves in many ways with their voice.
Uh-oh.
You look apprehensive.
I've just had this moment again with Broken Twin, and I'm wondering if you're going to harsh my mellow.
Well, yes. Katy Greer is the singer. She's a singer in the way you love the band Perfect Pussy and the way Meredith Graves sing.
Okay.
Right?
All right. Yeah.
I'm going to play a group. It's a DC band called Priests. It just is in your face. There's nothing
finessed.
Yeah.
Are there actual notes sung?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I cannot get this melody out of my head. I love songs that ask a question, and no rock and roll song has ever asked the following question. So here we go. We're going to play the song called Doctor by Priests, a new EP coming out. You ready?
Let's do it. That's way more melodic than anything Meredith Graves ever sings.
Maybe so. That's Priests. You put your fingers in other people's mouths all day. Don't you, Doctor?
Don't you, Doctor? It's the question on everybody's mind these days.
That. Bodies and Control and Money and Power. That's the name of the EP that comes out on June 3rd from Pre-Sarah, a band based here in D.C., so I see them a bunch. Great people, and they make really fun music, and they do a great live show, and they're going out on tour all over the country in June. So if you get a chance to see them come to your town, run. Toward them, that is.
Not away, right, yes. Yeah.
Just to be clear.
And maybe if you're lucky, they'll put their fingers in your mouth. I don't really know what that meant.
Yeah.
Speaking of joyful, fun music, I'm going to take us out on the band Nico Vega. Do you remember you had Pharmacon, the band Pharmacon, on a few weeks ago,
sure,
doing the song cover?
Bang, bang.
Yeah. I meant to tell you at the time that Nico Vega also has out now a version of the song Bang Bang. It's actually been out since last fall. It was used prominently in this TV ad campaign for the television show Bonnie and Clyde. And I mention as much only because Nico Vega is a band that people have been hearing about recently because of their cover of Bang Bang. But anyway, Nico Vega has a fantastic new record coming out called Lead to Light. It reminds me a lot of the band Fun, not in the vocals or instrumentation necessarily, but in the vibe. These songs are just so, it's just fist-pumping pop music that makes you want to get up and dance and hug your friends and sing along with everybody.
Got a lot of love here today.
Got a lot of love. This is Nico Vega. The song is called I'm on Fire, from the record I'm on Fire. It's from the record Lead to Light. It's not out until July 22nd, but we're premiering this song now. We're going to hit it, and you're going to love it.
Awesome. Thank you, Robin.
Thank you, Bob. I feel great.
Have some more coffee.
Yeah, I'm almost done with this. Thank you very much.
Sure. You should even bring your sweet tarts with you.
No, I don't need to when I bring my sweet tarts when I have...
2 cookies and 5 coffees.
Yeah. Oh, I hate myself. I'm terrible. But this song is awesome. I'm on Fire, Nico Vega.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Just the last little bit. All right. Hit it.
Like a red-headed stepchild. Take me out and let me know. If you don't like me, then let me go.